Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to the Development and Environmental Review Committee meeting. It's March the 24th at about 10:02. My name's Oliver Mohican with the Planning Division. Go around for introductions, please.
Laura Wiedemann, Land Development.
Ted Brunson, Water Department Engineering.
Robert Castro, Water Department Environmental Control.
Michael Rosales, Planning Department.
Travis Martin, Planning Division.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Mike Sabala, Building Safety.
Thank you. So what we'll do is we'll invite you as items come up, and we'll go around the table and provide you with our comments, and then we'll give you the opportunity to ask questions if you have any. Our first item, item number one, is extension of time, number 1603. Any representative from that, Peter? No? Michael, do you have a introduction?
Extension of time, 16-03 is a request to allow a one-year extension of time for subdivision 04-23 for tentative tract map 17367 involving the subdivision of a parcel containing approximately 64.9 acres into 69 separate parcels, 66 single-family residential lots, two open space letter lots, and one remainder lot. The location is north side of Verdamont Avenue, east of Palm Avenue, in the residential low zone. Environmental determination was previously made, and the recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission.
Do we have any comments from any of the committee members?
The only thing that I have is that when they do come in, just go ahead and have them provide you an updated water quality management plan. And that is it.
With that, I'd like to, if I may, entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
If there's any opposition, this item moves to the Planning Commission. Thank you. Item number two has been an ongoing item. We're going to remove this from the agenda this time until we hear back from the applicant. Item number three is development permit type D, 1512. Travis, would you kindly introduce that item, please?
All right. Our project today is a request to develop, establish, and operate approximately 153,000 square foot three-story office building along with all required on and off-site improvements on a vacant property containing approximately 4.13 acres. It's located in the northwest corner of Club Center and Club Center. It's fun.
Yeah.
Try to keep it under toes. This is a property, it's intended development for the Loma Linda administration building down where they currently have a couple other properties. The only site as it's designed does meet all the standards with the exception of parking. They are a little under on the site, but they are planning and we will get a reciprocal agreement between a couple adjacent properties they have in the area to the west and south of this subject site. To share parking between, and it all does work out with the shared agreement. The only other comment I do have is, did notice after routing the project, there is a discrepancy on a couple of the various site plans with the southwest corner of the site. Some of them show a dead end through the parking area. Others show an aisle that curves to the north to connect to the driveway out to the street. We will be revising it through the final plans, and we will require that connection out to the street is kept and the dead end is eliminated just so we can maintain good access through the parking lot. But that won't affect anything with the parking count.
I'm going to make one correction on the environmental determination. It's probably a class
Yes.
32 infill project?
It will be okay. Designated as an infill. Okay. That is a typo on the agenda. And our recommendation today is to approve with conditions and with the change as noted.
Laura, would you like to start us off, please?
Okay.
Thank you, Travis.
You're going to be required to do a full categorical WQMP as well. How large is this? This is
just over
4 acres. Yeah, so you're going to do it SWIP. And go ahead and put your WDID number on your grading plan, so that everybody knows that you have a SWIP that's already uploaded into the system for the state. Also, the site is located at on the San Jacinto fault line, so Nina, do you have a technical report with that?
So, we have one.
Okay, great. And so then you're also located in the liquefaction area. Your site is going to, your streets, they're all existing, so you're not going to have to widen your streets or anything. However, things on Caroline, you're going to be required to put curb gutter and sidewalk if there's none. There's, and then also on the street is a tenth of a foot grind and overlay for Caroline, and then, oh, what is it, Club Center Drive. And then there's a cross gutter with two spandrels. If they are cracked or damaged, they have to be replaced, and that's going to be full width if they are. So go ahead and do a site visit and look at that. And if anything on, I think it's Club Center Drive, so whatever which one it is, it has the sidewalk, make sure if they're damaged or cracked, they have to be replaced in kind. Okay? So, and that's pretty much it. Then, did you submit a scoping application to our traffic engineer yet?
We did an application.
Okay.
Our report is done. We're reviewing that internally.
Okay, great. So, basically, upon his recommendations, and he might call for a traffic study or not, I don't know. But
we did a traffic study.
Okay, so he's fine with that. That's it.
Thank you.
Well, the project has a main fronting the parcel in both. It's an 8-inch ductile iron in both Club Center Drive and East Club Center Drive. So there's no issue there. It would just be rule and reg 5 applications for new services when you're ready. I doubt that the building is going to require anything larger than an 8-inch fire service, but as I noted, because the main that's fronting it is 8 inches in size. The largest that the water department can perform is a size on size tap, which means the largest fire service available is 8-inch.
Okay.
Just to give you a heads up on that right now. Here's a copy of our standard requirements for that, and if you would pass a copy to Travis Phillips for his record.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, I almost forgot. Sewer capacity fees will be due for the project prior to issuance of the building permit.
I'm sorry, what fees?
As well, sewer capacity fees.
Okay.
And so if you want, I'm going to give you my card. Please contact me when you're ready to discuss that outside of this forum, and I can go over everything with you and explain it and give you an estimate of what your fees would be.
I'm ready, so I'll be contacting you next week.
Excellent. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. Robert?
Will this building be strictly offices?
At this point in time, that's our intention.
So I know your other building that fronts Boulevard there, they have a kitchen type environment. Mm-hmm. The food is brought in from the other campus. So I just want to clarify that you're not going that same route. It's strictly just going to be offices.
I can't guarantee that, sir.
Okay. And what I will need from you is have you complete this permit application and submit it to Environmental Control, not to the city, but to the Water Department Environmental Control. And let us and give us as much information as you can. Based on the information you provide on the application, we will determine if there are any pretreatment requirements. If there are, we will notify you of those requirements and possibly require them on plumbing plans. And plumbing plans will be required to be submitted as well.
Thanks, sir. We expected that if we go that way, sir.
Okay.
We just haven't programmed it yet.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where is he?
Any place? Glad I showed up.
So not being certain if that was a dead end or not, my comments reflect the dead end situation and the enclosure needing to be relocated. However, if that's going to be eliminated, then that won't be necessary.
We'll modify it for that.
Okay.
It's our intent to meet that requirement.
Oh, good. Okay. So I've provided you a standard plan 508 refuse enclosure. However, you'll be constructing a modified refuse enclosure because you'll need to work with land development and incorporate ADA access to that enclosure. And if it's gated, we'll need access. And then keep in mind, AB 341 mandatory commercial recycling. And the enclosure interior dimensions are minimum 8 by 15.
Can I put Can I put my own dumpsters in there too? Because we'll probably have some refuse cardboard recycling that we may take back to our facility.
Service is provided through the city. So at that time, it will be Vertec Waste Services. They're the only service provider for the city. So is that what you're referring to?
I can't remove the cardboard and take it back to my facility?
Oh, yes. Okay. But as far as your, you can do your own recycling if you wish, but you will have to have Vertec Waste Services.
You're asking if you have
trash.
Your own bins?
No, I understand.
Can be enclosure larger?
Yes.
It has to be Vertec's bins. But the ones that you take for yourself can be your own bin.
Would they be in a separate enclosure, or can they be in this enclosure if I make it large enough to accommodate?
That I don't know. I'll have to get back to you on that. My phone number is also on my handout. So.
I see it there. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tracy.
Okay, listen to your comment to the water company. Make sure that you're very defined on your occupancies, all right, when you're with the kitchen. And that was a very good question that he asked you. Let's make sure that they're defined. Also, we're underneath the 2013 code cycle, and we're getting ready to transfer into another code cycle. So you may have to take that into consideration, all right? So as soon as you get your plans in and they're approved, we will establish which code cycle you're in.
That's reasonable. We're intending to submit the shell and core for the building first as we develop the TIs.
But we're looked at permits, okay? The shell and core can be underneath one cycle and the other one can be underneath another.
That's
so fine. Take into account that. All right? And make sure that on your plans that you submit that we see no hydrant locations. Okay, it's very important. All right? That's about it.
Oh, great. That's easy.
Thank you. Did you have any questions of the committee members?
No, I don't think so. My architect just walked in, but I don't think there's any items that I would need to review or discuss with him.
Anything, Travis?
We do also have fire comments. I have those. I'll provide them to the applicant.
Okay. But that, my recommendation is to approve, subject to the conditions of approval. If I may get a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Busters opposition. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Thank all of you for your thoughtful comments. We look forward to working with all of you.
We look forward to seeing this completed.
On the project. And look forward to the fire. Yes.
Next item, item number four, development permit type D 1514. Chantal, would you kindly introduce the item, please?
Development permit type D 15-14 is a request to construct an industrial building containing approximately 127,327 square feet of parcel containing approximately 5.24 acres. We don't want to be here all day. The project site is located at 270 East Central Avenue within the industrial light zone. Today we're just releasing the mitigated negative declaration for the CEQA mandated 20-day public review period, so no action is required.
So after the 20 days, we will return back to the committee with a recommendation for moving forward on this item.
Right.
So I don't know if anyone has comments, questions, thoughts. No action is requested on this item. With that, we'll move that one forward, and we'll come back when it's ready. Next item. Item number five is development permit type D, 1605. Chantal, would you introduce that item, please?
Development permit type D, 16-05, is a request to establish and operate a pallet manufacturing, recycling, and distribution facility at an existing multi-tenant industrial site located at 1990 East Riverview Drive within the industrial heavy IH zone. The project is categorically exempt from CEQA pursuant to section 15301 for existing facilities, and our recommendation today is for approval.
Thank you.
Laura, Director.
Yes. Right now you have an existing facility and it's already hooked up to sewer from what I looked on the sewer map. The only thing I'm recommending is that a block wall along the channel, along the rear property, has to be installed to protect the channel. Also, it looks like, I couldn't see the site plan, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it verbally. All your handicap parking, your path of travel to each building has to be accessible, and it has to follow 11B. So I don't know if you've done the parking analysis on that at all. Okay. So anyway, and then also just keep in mind, you don't have to do a water quality management plan at all because it's an existing site, everything's paved. But what I want to make sure is that your best management practices are in place, keep the facility clean. We do have our NPDES coordinators that will go out there and inspect anytime, so we just want to make sure everything, the facility is kept clean and free of debris. Other than that, it's just pretty straightforward, and that's all I have. Okay?
Thank you.
Ted.
Yes.
Hi.
Thank you. Ted, do you have anything for us?
Same thing as one of the previous projects. The site's currently served now. There's a 12-inch main in Riverview Drive and a new 16-inch ductile iron main in Mountain View. If there are any new services that are required for this, it would just be a rule and regulation 5 application. Are you guys dividing up the existing parcel?
So, no, and that kind of goes back to land development.
Okay.
I believe the ownership's all one person.
Right.
And we're just using part of the parcel. Because that's the part
right.
that was subleased separately from this area here.
I see.
The right side. So, in question to the wall too, the question about the wall is, there's an existing drainage channel right before the fence that collects mm-hmm. any on-site water, and then there's a big kind of drain inlet on the northwest corner.
Right, I saw that.
So, I'm not sure that the wall is necessary since everything goes to this V gutter. And
I want to make sure that there's no debris. Since you're a pallet company, I don't want any debris whatsoever. So. My job is to protect the channel, and I have to protect that at all costs, so that is what I'm looking at, and that's what I'm conditioning you for. And as far as...
Would that be just for the extension or area that we're utilizing?
Just for the full property. So what I see is, I don't see on your plans not part of. So I'm looking at, you're using the whole facility for your parking?
No.
So
we're just using the area that's shaded in the gray or stippled on the left side there. So the intention is to put a chain link fence.
Okay, and then the other portion is what is that going to be used for, the trucking facility?
It's already being used as some kind of
as a container. Container
as a container.
Company.
And then what kind of what's in your containers?
No, we have nothing to do with them.
But it's the same ownership, right?
Different
tenant.
Different tenant.
I should say same landowner. Different occupant.
Yeah, I'll have to look at. I really would like the rear property. That channel really needs to be protected. We'll go ahead and take it back in. Are you going to move to?
This is ends here.
It ends here. The problem that I have, it's not clearly delineated what exactly you're going to be using and what you're not. And the way the plans were submitted.
So I'll explain a little bit of that. The area that we're using, which is the left area that's stippled on the plan,
mm-hmm.
is we're just going to be using the building for repairing and recycling of pallets.
Mm-hmm.
The front area of that is going to be used for the storage of pallets.
Mm-hmm.
We are showing fire lanes because I want to make sure that they understand that there's areas that they cannot block for that reason, and that fire lane wraps around the back of the building.
Okay, so I see one ingress on your area that you're going to be using, so where's the second area? So everybody's going to come in and out of that site?
That's so we actually show two on the Riverview, but this fire lane actually continues along the back of the other building that we're not using. There's a gate there.
So I see one adjacent, the driver approach adjacent to the fire lane, and then I see one on the east side of Riverview Drive, right?
Correct.
So you are basically going to be using the one that's by Mountain View going into the site or coming out of that site. But you're going to be crossing the property, correct?
Sure. If fire needs to cross it, they'll cross it.
Yeah, or your truck pallet drivers are...
No, we're not going to be going into this area at all. So the fence will kind of keep us separated from them coming into us and us coming
so
into
So you have
them.
A fence down coming right down the middle?
We're proposing a fence, which is item number 25 on here, or call-out number 25. And that's to keep the uses separate because we have nothing to do with them.
That's fair enough.
We have nothing to do with that. So... Okay. We are proposing a gate there just in case fire needs to get from one side of the facility to the other.
Then, since you're going to have a fence and there is a delineation within the property, then I would just go from the rear property from that portion to the corner, just go ahead and do a block wall. So when they do come in later on, I can just go ahead and ask for that portion later on. I'm okay to do that.
So where do you want the block wall now, Laura?
Right here, from here to here, because this is a fest.
Which is
separate.
The
portion that you're using later on or whatever, I can ask for that.
Just
portion.
To clarify, these are existing structures that you're repurposing?
Correct.
Okay.
They've been there for a long time.
Okay. So I'm imagining they already have services to them, too. They probably aren't going to need anything from us except for, depending upon what fire department's comments are. They're not here today, but you can get a copy of their comments
from
Chantal. And if there is an on-site fire hydrant required, you'll have to purchase a fire service from the water department in order to provide feed to that on-site fire hydrant. Do you understand what I'm mentioning to you? Okay. So that process begins with the Rule and Reg 5 application that's available online or at the fifth floor. Here in the City Hall building. I'm going to pass a copy of our standard requirements to you. If you would, please pass a copy to Chantal for the reference as well.
There's a few existing fire hydrants on site.
Okay.
Servicing the portion of the property they're going to lease, I believe there is a
two. One in the front.
Will the fence act as any interference to the hydrants that you're putting down in the... So do you solely have on-site hydrant on your side of the property?
Yeah, it's about, looks like it's towards the middle of the property. And one in the rear.
Okay. I believe the distance is, I don't want to speak for them, but I believe the distance, because I've heard it many times, is 150 feet. It's the distance of the hose.
As a crow flies, that's the term, because supposedly crows fly in straight lines.
Yeah, there's one in front of the building and one directly behind the building.
Okay, I didn't. I wasn't able to see the existing on-site hydrants from what I was looking at, so I wasn't aware of that. But now that you're telling me that, that's good. So you're probably okay.
And they're noted on the plan too.
Excellent. I have no other comments.
Okay. One more time. You don't have anything to do with ICS that's currently there.
Yeah.
Okay. They're permitted by environmental control because of their process. You'd be completely separate from that. Correct. Okay. No further comment.
Thank you. Gracie?
So the entire site's lacking refuse enclosures, but your site is going to need one. So I've given you the handout for that. You'll be constructing a modified standard plan 508 refuse enclosure with 8x15 interior dimensions. Also working with land development to modify it to meet ADA access. So we'll be wanting to see where you're going to place it so we can approve the location.
I would like
there's a lot of space there, but yeah.
No, I would like for you to do that.
And then if you're going to have it gated, we just need access. And remember, Assembly Bill 341, mandatory commercial recycling. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tracy. Michael? Nothing?
No, not yet. The only question I got, and I don't know if Fire has addressed it, due to my stay, they're not here. How high are they requiring you? What's your limitations?
They have to follow the CAL FIRE code, in which I have fire department comments here, and I also have a copy of the fire code that addresses pallet yards here, so they can see distancing and height requirements. It's a maximum of 15 feet for stacking, and then the piles have to be at least 8 feet apart and 10 feet from property lines.
Okay. You're talking about the service. You're going to provide service, okay. And you're using forklifts. Are you going to provide a repair shop or anything there?
No.
Okay. So you're going to have on-site service come to your place for it?
Yeah, there's a mobile company that we already use.
Are you going to have a designated area for spillage or anything?
We haven't had a chance to see exactly where we want to put our stuff, but
I can suggest, okay, is that if you are going to hire a service, throw that on them. To be honest with you, they have mobile spillage things. All it is a curb, providing the curb, and a lot of them are using plastic containers. All right, so suggestion to you.
Thank you.
But that's going to be addressed in your plan check, and make sure that you make note by using term by other. Okay. So as long as you take care of the pile, the high pile storage. We talked about the hydrant, which is very, and make sure that there may be one problem, because if they don't have equal coverage of the hydrant on the other property and we're taking all the hydrants on your property, that fence may not be allowed. So you may want to look into it. I know they're none of your concern, but you can't fight a fire if it's over 200 feet and 150 foot. And that means as in a straight line, that they consider through a building, not around the building. So that's a good way to measure. It's easy to do on plans. But let's look at that situation for your sake and make sure the landlord, because that's going to be something the landlord is going to have to address. Because if we're taking the coverage from them, he's going to have to provide something for them. All right, that's it.
That's it. Thank you. Do you have any questions?
One more question on the block wall. Is that just a standard 6 foot high precision block wall?
No, precision. It has to be slump stone.
Slump or split?
Split face, yes.
And you want it 6 foot?
Yes.
It's not just to, your whole idea is to contain debris flying out.
Yes, pallets, blowing pallets, whatever, garbage. I don't want any garbage in the town. You're just so close. You're on the levee.
And since we're facing the channel, would you put the split, this is a dumb question, but would you put the split just towards the channel, or do you want it in or both sides? Because usually we do it towards the outside.
Yeah,
I've
never been asked that. That's kind of an odd question, you know.
I think it really matters.
I know.
Space.
I mean, you're going to have homeless out there. Do they want to look at that, or,
We want to be concerned about that. We want to give something good to look at.
I don't know.
From the outside, I think.
Your choice.
My point is nobody's licking it.
Yeah. We just do not allow, precision block. I know there's ways of doing that.
Does the city building department have a standard detail for that we can use?
We have a standard detail for that. As long as you keep it underneath 8 feet, you can use our standard. When you submit, I strongly suggest that you tell your architect or designer just to staple those requirements on or put them on the plan.
Absolutely.
Make it easy for yourself. Don't you know, let the guy run up the bill, okay?
So I just want to make sure you'll get back to me when they show you a proposed location, right? For the enclosure?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you'll need building permits for that. We'll run it through building and integrated waste.
We'll show both the block wall and the enclosure on it onto the site plan, and then
and run if there's it at anything, any question, feel free to contact me, because I'm the plan checker. I'll be doing the plan checking and everything also. And any details that you need or any handouts for the city that could help you, we'll be more than glad to provide them.
Thank you.
What do you do with the wood chips, broken boards, any sawdust?
We have a company in Fontana that comes in and collects it.
So you sweep it, bundle it, put it in a bin, and they come pick it up? Or
a big roll-off container.
Okay. That's what they sell at the beach, in a bag.
In front of Ralph's.
Yeah. So is there any wash down, or is it all dry swept? Is everything basically dry?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, we hardly use any water for pallets. It's full dry.
They use a magnetized broom to go through to take out the nails constantly, and then they have like a dusting machine.
Okay.
We already have a location and operation in Fontana. So, to be honest with you, we want to use this new place more than anything for the space to put lumber. Because we sell a lot of new lumber for pallet companies.
Okay.
So, we'll probably use that parking lot, I would say, a good 80% for storage. And so, all lumber coming in from on the trucks or the train will land there, mm-hmm. and the pallet guys will come in and pick them up. I mean, there's probably going to be, I would say, no more than 30% of actual pallet operation there, because we already have a yard full capacity for them as well.
Okay.
It's just the space more than anything.
Do you have any other questions or comments? Chantal, anything else?
That's all for now.
This item, where a recommendation is to approve, subject to the conditions of approval. If I may entertain a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
And this item is approved. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This one? No. Sorry about that.
We weren't able to
visualize.
45
minutes
from now.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, because
so when will we be on?
April 7th.
Next item. Item number 6. Is this
I don't have any representatives here, but we've taken this item a couple of times. If you think we can go ahead and
let's see
if there's any new conditions that might be in place.
So there's been some dial. Okay. Next item is item number 6, development permit type P1503. This has been an ongoing item. We there were some issues regarding, you know, improvements, use, and those kinds of things.
Right.
Has all that been resolved? What do you think, Laura?
Were you satisfied with their...
The only thing we needed to work on was for the... Since there is a plume in that area, I did not want to have anything direct into the basin. And so he just has to modify his WQMP.
Okay.
He was open to everything that I gave him, the conditions. I mean, I didn't hear anything.
Were they concluded?
Okay.
So,
are the conditions concluded?
Yeah, my conditions are fine.
Okay. They just need to modify.
Those are the conditions, because
yeah.
of the pretty big conditions.
Right.
So
right.
I haven't, you know, he can dispute them at PC. That's fine.
Okay.
But as far as the WQMP, he cannot go, you know, drain directly into that area.
Right.
He has to clean it. I know he didn't want to do a sand cone method.
Yeah.
I did come up with a different method. I was ready for him.
Okay.
But Planning Commission, he cannot dispute that portion
right.
of the water quality because it is a state requirement.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
You know, they, because there is a plume there. So.
Okay.
But as far as the street, offsite improvements, and all the cross gutter and everything that I had put conditioned him for, then he needs to move forward and he can dispute that at planning commission. Other than that, I don't care.
Okay.
All right.
Does the group recall which project that is?
Yes.
That was a previous meeting.
Yeah.
Last meeting.
We had taken it as the development permit, but we still had a few things that we were ironing out with them, so we weren't moving to planning commission at that time. But I think we are ready. Everyone here is.
Okay, so with that, our recommendation, if it's a pleasure of the committee to move this item to the Planning Commission, if I may get a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
So this item will move, to the Planning Commission, I believe, on the April meeting, probably?
Yes.
Okay. Next item, item number 7, is for a specific plan. It's the Rancho Palma project. We've been working on this one behind the scenes here for quite a while to get to this point. Chantal, if you would be kind enough to introduce this item, and maybe if you could provide a little summary to the group of kind of the procedure, the process that we're going to follow with this, and
sure. And
where we're looking.
This is for specific plan 16-01, general plan amendment 16-01, development code amendment 16-01, subdivision 16-02. Subdivision 16-03 and development permit type P 16-01. The request is for a specific plan to subdivide and develop approximately 38 acres for a mix of commercial and mixed single family residential uses, as well as some open space. The site location is northeast of Palm Avenue and the 215 freeway in the Vernon Heights area of the city. It is subject to CEQA, and we are in the process of basically releasing the notice of preparation, which we've already started that timeline. Today we were just reviewing the timeline for the environmental documents and how that's going to go. So the notice of preparation for the CEQA mandated 30-day public review period will begin on Monday, March 28th, and will close on Thursday, April 28th. We have a scoping meeting scheduled for Tuesday, April 5th, 2016, which will basically give the developers a chance to introduce the project and answer any questions that the public might have. And then we will take the draft environmental impact report and mitigation monitoring reporting program to the DERC meeting on Thursday, May 5th, basically to just release the CEQA mandated 45-day public review period. So that'll start May 5th. The review period will end on Monday, June 20th, and from there the environmental consultant can begin addressing any public comments resulting from the public review period before finalizing the environmental impact report.
Thank you. So what I'd like to ask the group, we can make copies available to you of both the specific plan, if need be. I think Eric has a copy there that he can show you the size of the document. We have a notice of preparation that was prepared that I think is a few pages. Maybe what we can do is we can forward that to the committee members as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see it, as Chantal mentioned, on the 5th, we'll be having a meeting down in the council chambers. It'll provide the applicant and the environmental consultant, which is Michael Baker Associates, to just kind of provide some comments as to what they're asking for, what some of the, and really more solicit comments or questions from anyone that may be interested. It could be internal, or it could be from the general public. We can provide some information towards for you. You could get back to Chantal if you have any specific questions that you'd like to see addressed or issues addressed in the environmental impact report. That's kind of the step of this next 30-day period is kind of put together the framework of what the document will contain. And then once that's completed, we'll come back and we'll discuss it and maybe have some additional meetings on the side if there's other issues to address. Eric, would you like to, this is Eric Lodini, the applicant, and maybe you would like to share a few words and describe the project a little bit for us, a little bit in detail.
Sure, thank you all. So just briefly, we were here back in May of 2015 with this group as part of the pre-application process. At the time, the project looked very similar to this one here. So Palm is over in this location. Little Leaf runs here, and the freeway is here. The soccer field is just to the west of that. Depending on how you orient it, the orientation of this site, we can never tell which way is north and which way is west. But at the time, we had 132 homes of 5,000 and 7,000 square foot lots. Working with the community, we've had many conversations with the Bergamot Neighborhood Association. We cut that down from 132 to 120. Then we have a neighborhood commercial center in this location. So the site plan hasn't changed much since our last meeting, except that we reduced the number of homes at the request of the association. So since that time, we've completed since last May, we've completed every technical study required, 20 of them or more, right? As well as the tenant tract map, tenant parcel map, again, the whole list of required studies. And so those were all submitted in February. The traffic was actually submitted in September. So we've now been working with Chantal and Oliver, and we're ready to move forward, at least through the EIR process. This is the project that the EIR will be reviewing. I recognize there may be some things that we need to maybe work on with you as conditions of approval or, refinements, but we think we spent a lot of time covering what we understand to be the requirements.
Thank you. And what I'm going to suggest is, since our scoping meeting is on April 5th, is I think I'd like to put the item on the agenda for April the 7th, our next ERC meeting, so that we could share with the group kind of the results of that dialogue during that scoping meeting. We'll see this a number of times on the agenda, just so we can provide a status as it's moving along forward. We've got this and a couple of other big projects, and I'd like to kind of get in that habit of everybody being informed as we're working, along. Anyone have any questions? Or
is this the project that had a supermarket or restaurants?
It does have a grocery store and a pharmacy and a standalone pad restaurant.
That's right.
I remember that.
It would be the same requirements from us or with the permit application.
Thank you. No action required on this item, Eric. We appreciate you coming down.
Thank you all.
Share with you. We'll keep this item moving.
Thank you.
Okay. Just a question about it, since we're talking about this project here. Is it?
I think there was a traffic study.
Is there a proposed connection for this for Magnolia across the channel? Not
at
this time.
No, if he wants
to. Right. That's the discussion we had.
You could always ask, right?
if I remember right, the biggest issue was the traffic coming in. Previous engineer,
We had traffic design. Yeah. We had a traffic design study done as well as a traffic impact
analysis. Yeah, and then you were meeting with the associations that was to be done. So how did that go? Did that go right?
Yeah, I mean, this is a project where even if we put one home or one square foot of commercial, the traffic is there. The project is not doing it. So the project is going to do its best to reduce the impact.
But. Well, like anywhere in any city, as we progress, traffic goes to just back to life. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks. Be so careful.
Good breakfast.
Next item, I said. Have anything for next item is pre-application 1603. Is that
we don't have the applicant here today. As I said, I've been having a little difficulty getting in touch with them. We have had this item on the agenda for the DRC for this is I think the third time.
Yes.
There were some issues, personal issues with the applicant. They couldn't make it and other things. What I would like to do today is so we can kind of wrap this up. Not continue to keep it on the agenda. Still go around to get comments, even without the applicant, and I can work with them at a later date to provide them all those, possibly meet with them separately if everyone has comments prepared.
And this was at Waterman and Mill?
Yes, it's the southwest corner of Waterman and Mill. It's kind of a weird L-shaped property that runs behind the corner property. They're proposing to do a truck parking facility with administrative and maintenance buildings.
Right. Laura, did you have any major issues that you could share with the applicant?
Basically, I'm looking for a large redesign on this because of the way they have the circulation.
We have several issues as well from our perspective. I think they're reducing some of the access for the property that they surround, the corner property, as well as just some screening and other things from the two streets.
And then they have that little portion that's a little driveway or parking area in the front on Waterman, and I don't know what they're doing with that. And it's part of the other adjacent properties.
That was one of the major problems we had. Their site plan shows eliminating that. That's an access point for the other site. So it's not clear, is there already something giving the other site access onto that parcel, and how are they going to address that? Because they would be eliminating the driveway. I believe there's three on Mill for the other property they're adjacent to, and one on Waterman. They would be eliminating the Waterman one and one on Mill, and that could pose problems for the other development.
Hernando's not here, so I'm sure that he has an interior circulation problem as also on Mill and Waterman. So my suggestion is that they do a redesign, meet with Hernando.
Yeah.
And then work with him on his issues and then bring it back.
I believe between planning's concerns, yours, and traffic's, there's going to be significant redesign if the project is viable on this site.
Gary's,
yeah. I'm talking land development. Yeah. I thought this was an old project.
We know where you'll be.
You already gave me your email. I guess I'll forward the questions over. No, between the three of us, I think if the project is viable on the site, because it's a very tricky site, there will be significant redesign required.
Yeah, so what I would suggest, and I think Hernando's going to suggest, is all the turning templates within the property going into and egress and the circulation. We need to have the definite size of trucks that are coming in.
Yeah, I think that's a very good suggestion.
And then the turning movement within. Okay? That's redesign, basically.
Redesign.
Do you have other conditions written up?
I do, but it wouldn't apply if you're going to go ahead and you know where they're at.
Yeah, I'll still provide them, and then we can discuss that they'll change as we redesign.
Yeah, you can just modify those that I have, but especially on Palma, I'm going to switch to another. Can I do that?
No.
Okay.
Almost done.
Okay.
Anyone have any other comments on this one?
No.
Well, you know, sure.
We'd require a standard application
because
they're proposing a maintenance building, so we may have pretreatment requirements. So I'll give you the app and the requirements.
There'll be standard apps for both of you.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing.
I know they have nothing for refuse on their site already.
Basically, you're looking at a heavy-duty, super automotive repair shop.
Yeah. For the tractors, it would be fairly intense.
Yeah, and you're talking about 24-hour service also. That's another issue that I mean, because, first of all tractors move on Sundays.
Yeah.
All right, because of the freeway load. Second of all, maintenance on tractors is 24 hours.
Yeah.
All right. And then third...
That is one thing we're...
Okay.
With the pre-app, obviously, we always get limited information.
Yes.
So we don't really have a lot of detail at the moment about operations.
And then the clarifiers, they may be more than just one. I would say there's going to be a series of them due to the fact of the quantity that we're going to be facing there. And the spillage also.
Yeah. We're looking at that site as whether or not that use makes sense at that location.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
there's definitely a lot of hurdles with it if it is to be a viable project.
Okay.
All right.
So that one, there's no action required. We'll just Travis will relay our thought to the applicant, and we'll see what happens.
Good.
You had another question, Laura? Mm-hmm.
Oh, for Palma, this is just for staff. I do have my pre-app conditions, and I changed the entitlement number to the Palma. That's
right. Yeah.
And so you can go ahead and look at that. I'll read the specific plan in the EIR.
So that's in with the pre-apps right
now? Yeah, with
the, okay.
Yeah. So yeah. I'll change it and I'll modify it as much as I can.
Sure.
And then when you have your scoping,
yeah.
Gary, go ahead and tweak it a little bit.
Okay.
But I'll try to get it as far as I can.
Yeah.
Shortly.
Okay.
Well, Laura, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, we
appreciate your input and
being her last DRC meeting with us.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure working with you in this situation.
Who's going to make motions now? Didn't we ask that already?
We've got to go this way. So,
yeah.
Ted made the second, so now he's got to make the first option.
You're going to be first or you're second.
It goes that way. It'll come to you eventually, Gracie. Don't worry.
I'm making you all nervous.
Well, I'd like to take this time, too, is that we're going to be having a new building official starting Monday, and hopefully he will be taking the responsibility of the DRCs. All right?
I'm going to miss you, too.
Hey. There's a way. So I'm going to be probably in the background dealing with, I've learned a lot, Robert, Mike, and I've learned a lot from you guys, and I hope that our department helped you as much as you helped us. You know, it's great to work with you guys, right?
Yeah.
Appreciate
that. Laura, would you do the honors and adjourn the meeting for us, please?
The meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Ready?
Ready?